Next up at 10 to 10, he was robbed. World number one golfer Rory McIlroy finished runner-up to Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton in last night's BBC Sport Personality of the Year. After winning two majors and helping Europe retain the Ryder Cup, McIlroy was the bookies' favourite for the award. Many angry Northern Ireland sports fans took to Twitter to express their outrage at the result of the public vote. The Belfast Telegraph journalist John Laverty is with me. Good morning to you, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And the commentator Ian Collins. Morning to you, Ian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Was he robbed, John?
Oh, I think so, Stephen. I mean, with the exception of winning the other two majors, you really couldn't have had a better year in golf than Rory has. I mean, winning two majors, showing he's a team player as well by helping Europe win the Ryder Cup, and winning two other tournaments. I mean, what a hot streak, and what a great personality as well. I don't know what's going on at the minute, Stephen. Firstly, Pixie Lott, you know, being voted off with the Strictly Come Dancing, and now Rory. I mean, I'd have put my house in both those if I was a gambling man. I was really shocked last night. I think a lot of people were. I mean, our newspaper, like newspapers all around Britain, had their papers set up for a Rory victory. The bookies had him as a nailed-on favourite. I'm not sure what went wrong.
Ian, what do you think went wrong for us?
Well, I think on the back of that, Rory McIlroy needs to be in Strictly Come Dancing next year. Maybe they can even it up as a result of that. Listen, I mean, yes, of course, within the world of golf, Rory McIlroy is the number one. He's the fella that everybody thought within that world would win it. And, of course, that's going to happen, isn't it? People within that world would say that. But you're talking about golf, a sport where essentially a fella hits a ball with a stick compared to the world's biggest, sexiest, fastest, most internationally watched sport on the planet. It was a no contest. And also, of course, it was a public vote. So it's the punters that support both sports that decided in the end. They voted for Lewis. End of story. And there's strange bitterness from the world of golf that has poured out on things like Twitter last night. You had Luke Donald, his
teammate. But what Rory McIlroy has done, Ian Collins, don't minimise her. He hasn't played a bit of golf. Don't be ridiculous.
He's played a bit of golf.
He is an international world superstar who has created a phenomenon in the world of sport.
In the world of golf, a sport that's watched by about six people and a dog. You know, you've got Lewis Hamilton, a fella who is an international name, a man who's brought true internationalness to Great Britain and Northern Ireland in the sense of winning multiple Grand Prix and seasons. He's done it again this year. And there he is. He might not be the fella you want to get stuck in a lift with. There's very few sports people at the top of their game I'd want to be stuck in a lift with, frankly. But nonetheless, if it comes to who's got the greatest skill set and what's involved within their own individual sport, I think you'd be hard-pushed to construct an intelligent argument to say that golf could ever trump Formula One.
John Laverty?
Total nonsense. I mean, the best car this year was Mercedes. Lewis Hamilton finished first, and Nico Rosberg finished second. Both Mercedes drivers. That's what happens a lot in Formula One. I don't have anything against Lewis Hamilton per se, you know. And the clue may be in you know, sports personality. There, both these guys have very good personalities. But is it a competition of sporting achievement? You know, there are so many theories I've heard since last night about why Rory did not win it. First of all, somebody mentioned in the Daily Mail today, is it because he declared a few months ago that he's going to represent Ireland at the next Olympics, so they're technically British? You know, the same thing has been said about Lewis Hamilton, that is he really British because he lives in Switzerland as a tax exile? Could it be voter apathy? You know, was Rory such an overwhelming favourite that the public who would have voted last night decided, oh, well, there's no point, he's going to win it anyway, as such a foregone conclusion. But there are so many different theories. I have nothing against Lewis Hamilton, but there have been some strange decisions in the sports personality of the year down the years. I think 1971, I mean, Princess Anne got it simply for being Princess Anne. Now, one of the last Formula One drivers to win it was Damon Hill, and he finished second that year. He didn't win. He didn't actually win the world championship that year in 1994.
Well, you can let me know what you think at home about this. 0845 955 678. Go on, Ian.
Yep.
Well, I mean, in the sense of the book is favourite, I mean, I think there's an interesting tipping point that surrounds things like sports personality of the year. It happens as well, to perhaps to a lesser and less important degree, to things like Strictly Come Dancing, which we we've also just mentioned, where there is a sort of a vibe that gets whipped up within the communities or within the sides or the camps of the individual. And the Rory camp, clearly fueled by lots of journalists, not just Irish, but English as well, who were quite happy to put their name to the fact that Rory was the bookies' favourite. And then, of course, the bookies read into that, people read into that, and before you realise it, the world has convinced itself that, yes, Rory's going to get it. But I think it was a no contest, right? I know it was close, but to be honest, look, when it comes to personality, as in, as I mentioned, the person you'd like to get stuck in the lift with, there are very few people in the world of sport that I think you'd want to be sat at the bar with. You know, they would mostly bore you to tears with and regale you with stories of how brilliant they are. It would be monumentally and mind-numbingly difficult to spend an hour with any of these guys in that respect. But it's not just about that. It's an overall picture, and I think with
well, actually, you'll find I'm sounding very defensive of Rory here. I'm being defensive because I believe it to be true. You'll find Rory McIlroy as a young man that has held himself perfectly in the public spotlight. Ian, he has personality, he has charm, he is polite, he is dignified, he is respectful. You know, if you take a young, and we've seen many, many young men in sport lose the run of themselves over the years once they get success. I don't think Rory could have handled himself any better than he has.
Well, I think his ex-girlfriend might give you an argument on that one, but maybe that's another story. However, nonetheless, I think if you were to look like for like, and it was, again, to come back to the fact that it was a public vote. And when you see some of those comments on Twitter from, I mentioned Luke Donald, said, unfortunately, as long as sports personality of the year continue to be a public vote, then this will continue to happen. I mean, what on earth does that mean? Well, the people that get most votes will win. That's what will continue to happen. It might happen to Rory next year. He might have another fantastic year with his golf clubs. Who knows?
Well, the journalist Mike Parry joining us now. Was Rory McIlroy robbed, Mike, or is this just Northern Ireland people whinging?
No, he was absolutely robbed. I mean, I can't hardly believe it, to be honest, because when you think about it, all a racing driver has to do is sit in a car and put his foot down and race, in this case, against one other driver. But Rory had to take on all the best courses in the world and all the best golfers, and what he had to use was a golf club. Sorry about the noise here, fellas. Whereas Lewis Hamilton is 50% of his own success. The other 50% is a car built for him by somebody else.
Well, Ian Collins is trying to tell us this morning, Mike. I'll let him tell you himself, but he's trying to tell us it's only a game of golf. It's not on a par with racing.
No, that's not true at all. There's much more skill in wielding a golf club than there is to driving a car, because millions and millions and millions of people can drive a car after about half an hour's instruction. But nobody can play golf like Rory McIlroy unless they've played for 25 years, and then they'd only be one-tenth as good.
Go on, Ian.
Oh, come on, Mike. I mean, you know that's absolute nonsense. I mean, the idea, I've even seen you get on the... I think there's even YouTube empirical evidence of it, Mike, of you out there on the golf course, you know, slotting a few in here and there. It can be that, but by definition, golf is a game that punters can play and take on because of the handicap system, take on people at the top of their game. You can lose a stone in weight, Mike, making no finer point than that. A stone in weight...
You can lose a lot more than a stone in weight playing golf two or three times a week. Now, the point is, Ian, Rory McIlroy's out on the golf course for 4 hours. He's playing the golf course and up to 60 other competitors. All Lewis Hamilton had to worry about was one other man in his rearview mirror, or one other man had to worry about Lewis Hamilton in his rearview mirror. It was a two-man competition. It was a two-man competition, and one or the other was going to win it, whereas Rory won it ahead of a good 15 or 20 other great golfers.
The other thing, of course, he had to worry about is one of the most dangerous and skill-led sports on the planet. You know, one wrong move, one moment of concentration lapse, and that's it. You're gone. It's that kind of sport. And the idea that you just stick your foot on a pedal as if you're racing around Surrey or something is utter nonsense. And yes, Rory McIlroy is good at golf. Nobody disputes that. But if you're putting the two together, golf versus F1, it is a no contest.
I don't accept that. And Ian, the other thing is, you have to ask, how much pleasure did each individual sportsman give to millions of sports fans around the world? I would concede that Formula One is very much a procession. Most people watch the first corner and then they switch over and go and watch something else and they watch the end. But as golf, you are riveted to every single hole, because every single hole demands over 4 hours the the greatest possible skill with the greatest possible concentration.
We're talking about our Rory not getting Sports Personality of the Year. Was he robbed is the question. But look at the vote. Ian Collins and Mike Parry. Mike, you feel he was robbed, but the vote was pretty clear. 34% to Lewis Hamilton. Rory not even close at 20%. So it wasn't close.
No, I don't understand that. But you can gerrymander these votes, can't you? Ever since it went out to the public, once you start trying to, you know, believe that the public have a realistic influence on what's right and what's wrong, we all go out the window. Because if Harry Styles had been nominated, he'd have won with 87% of the votes. You know, that's the way the world is these days. It should be left down to the professional sports analysts to be able to say who's good and who's bad. And just getting back to what Ian said.
Well,
before,
not the public. So the sports analysts all of a sudden have a better reckoning of these things, and the public are patronising that to the viewer.
No. I'm not being patronising. I'm just saying that if you based it on Mr. Nice Guy, right, which Lewis Hamilton has become because he goes out with Nicole Scherzinger, then you're going to obviously influence people to vote for him because she looks very nice in the new production of Cats in the West End. And people say, oh, she's nice. And some might say, well, oh, Rory, you know, part of his success was he ditched his girlfriend along the way because the man's a ruthless, dedicated sportsman, and I think that will have influenced the vote.
Ian? I think we've lost Ian. Here's John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Morning, Ian.
Go ahead.
I just feel that Formula One is one of the most boring things you could ever watch. It's simply on a set track, and nothing particularly interesting is going to happen. It just depends on who gets in front in the first place. Practically always becomes the winner.
And Ken and Dramara. Morning, Ken.
Hello there, Stephen. Oh, dear, Stephen, you've annoyed some of your interviewees this morning. Listen, all I can add to this would be, if you look at Rory McIlroy when he wins a winning shot, he can hardly lift his hand to wave at the crowd. The Queen lifts her hand more. The wee lads become up his own trumpet. You look at Lewis Hamilton, he's thanking
everybody. Wise up. Where on earth did you get that from?
When did you see, apart from if you come out of your wee circle when you sit down for cocktails, when did you see
you're dead right, aren't you? Because I'm in a circle where I sit down for cocktails. I frequent with those type of people. I go out to all these type of dinner parties. I wise up.
Yes, and what about when his minders shooed that wee lad away during that open, and he blurred at him as if he was something come off the bottom of his shoe? Rory McIlroy's got a problem. Lewis Hamilton hasn't got a problem. So you, and if you follow him, you have a problem. And if you think he's the flag carrier for Northern Ireland, he's no flag carrier for Northern Ireland.
You're not talking about Lewis Hamilton when he took his hissy fits earlier in the season when he didn't win races.
Sure, didn't his teammate Cheek, didn't Rosberg park it? He did a Schumacher to stop him getting a pole. Do you think he's going to pat him on the back for doing that, Stephen? We went to the Hungarian Grand Prix. We were behind the safety fence and the parade lorry came round before the race with all the drivers.
See,
we were shouting, Lewis.
There's nothing.
He fell off the truck waving at us.
There's nothing like talking up your own can, is there? Like, there's nothing like getting in behind someone like Rory. You know, we just happen to have a worldwide superstar comes from here and people like, come on, what do you think he is?
He's no worldwide superstar. You look at his face, he can't even smile when he's on the course anymore.
He's the biggest star we've had, Ken. He's the biggest star we've had since George Best.
Well, George Best would have had more grace than Rory McIlroy, unfortunately. For all the age of him and the face on him, and he can hardly wait for his fans who pay hundreds of pounds and stand there in all sorts of weather.
He's very good to his fans. This is a total misrepresentation. He's very good to his fans.
Well, is he? Did you see him waving? Did you see him doing a Garcia and smiling and jumping around when he won? There's none of that. He can hardly lift his bloody hand.
Mike Parry?
Yeah, I think we touched on something there about the youth of these guys, right? Rory McIlroy's 25, isn't he? 24, 25. Lewis Hamilton is 30. One of the reasons why Rory McIlroy is the outstanding sportsman in the world this year, not just in this country, in the world.
He's done it all by
25. Lewis Hamilton is 6 years, 7 years in between his world championships. He's not a youngster anymore. He's not, you know, a man whose flame is burning bright.
So that's Rory's problem. He's a youngster and he can't wave at you.
He's a guy who's now mature.
He's
for Rory to have handled everything he did and got it, and one of the reasons he deserved it, by the way, was because of his meltdown in the Masters 2 years ago, to recover from that and still become a champion twice over in the same golfing season. Next to Roy, outstanding. And
yeah, you would think he was smiling, wouldn't you?
You so young. You should be so proud of him, honest to God.
I don't think so.
You should be so proud of a guy who can do
that. Golf must be your sport. Do you maybe be so proud of him? What are you proud of him for? Sure, he wasn't a guy that kind of look.
Because he's the world's best. Because he came from within you. Because he's one of yours. Because
he comes from
the
narrow,
and he's up
his own backside. We're meant to love him and worship the ground he walks. I don't think so. I think you've got a problem if you think he's the world's best.
I've got a problem.
He's no personality.
If I was at all biased, I should be on Lewis Hamilton's side. You know,
on a guy's side because he's from England, you're from England. It doesn't work like that. I'd live and die by Lewis Hamilton. I'd cry with him and I'd cheer with him. Rory McIlroy, you kick him or leave him, he's no personality. And anybody thinks, unless I've been missing this over the years,
Lewis Hamilton's support team numbers about 450 people who all work for his racing team, work for Mercedes.
Well,
they work for one of the biggest motor companies in the world.
Lewis Hamilton's support team is two people.
It's his coach and it's his caddy. And that's it. And the rest is all down to him.
That makes him a better sports personality than Lewis Hamilton? I don't think so. The fact Lewis Hamilton needs a team, you'll not win Formula 1 with a team of 50 people. Definitely not win Formula 1 with a team of one person. So, I mean, it's a different sport. Doesn't mean he's any less of a personality. He was twice the personality of Rory. So, unfortunately for Rory, the best man won on the day. If you can't take it, a tough titty guy. Right, anyway, I have work to do. I haven't all day to sit and listen to nonsense. So, anyway, chaps, have a nice day. Better luck next year, Rory. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to say nothing about that man. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning, Steve. No, I watched it last night and I actually thought McIlroy could have won it. You know, he's had a great year, but so has Hamilton. Hamilton shouldn't be... I think Hamilton... I'm a Formula 1 fan, but Hamilton's underestimated. I mean, we've seen there with Vettel. Vettel's partner for years wasn't allowed to pass him. In fact, if he did get ahead, he had to pull over versus let Vettel pass. When Hamilton was racing alongside Alonso 4 or 5 years ago, Alonso was the one that broke under pressure and went off on huff, not Hamilton. Yet Hamilton was a relatively junior driver at that day. So Hamilton shouldn't... I'm not saying anything about McIlroy. McIlroy is a world-class golfer and a great sportsman and possibly one of the best sports... and probably is one of the best sportsmen in the world at present. But don't denigrate Hamilton. Hamilton is a great driver and he's another couple of world championships in him, but he's won a championship with two different cars. Vettel won four in a row with the one car, basically.
I see some of the politicians weighed into this last night. The Health Minister, Jim Wells, said, so disappointed. What on earth does Rory have to do to win Sports Personality of the Year? Rory was robbed, says the former Health Minister, Edwin Poots. Derek Henderson, the journalist, BBC Sport Personality of the Year award in disgrace, is how Derek put it. He then said, presumably the BBC will now decide to axe Spotty, an event without a shred of credibility, a TV license funding.
I don't think that's fair. Funding a complete farce,
he said.
It's not fair. You'd expect maybe some of the local politicians over here, because let's be honest about it, they're grabbing around to say something that is popular with people at the moment because they're not doing much else. And they're going to come out and support McIlroy. And I'm a great admirer of Rory McIlroy. I think he's a credit to the province. But I don't like the concept that you vote for somebody just because they're from Northern Ireland. I mean, you might as well turn it into the Eurovision Song Contest, but it doesn't matter how awful you sing.
Ian Collins,
people vote for their own country. People vote for their neighbours.
Ian Collins Eamon writes to me this morning on Twitter and he says, maybe the car should have won the award. He wouldn't have won Lewis Hamilton if he was driving a different car, whereas Rory McIlroy did it all himself.
Well, of course, that's nonsense. The car works in tandem and in synergy with the person driving it. If you put me or you in that car, Stephen, we wouldn't have won it. And that's because we don't know how to drive Formula One cars and cars that require such a high-end level of expertise. And it's interesting, and your last caller and the previous one, I think, touched on something really interesting, and that is the idea that we vote on the basis of where somebody's from. You know, I think Lewis should have won it, but not because he happens to be an English guy. I mean, we know he doesn't even live in England anymore. I'm a football fan. You know, if you put Frank Lampard, who's one of my favourite players, up against Lionel Messi, I would say Messi would have to win it every step of the way. It's not about, and it should never be about, where somebody comes from. And I think that's the problem that we're having at the moment. What's defining this argument, if you look at what's going on Twitter, some of the politicians that are coming out and talking, you know, our boy didn't win it. It's nothing to do with that. It should be. You know, the reason he didn't win it is because he's a golfer. No golfer's won it for 25 years. And there's a very good reason for that. It just doesn't have the pull, the gravitas, the sexiness, the attraction, the skill set that Formula One does. It's as simple as that.
Aris and Ballyclare. Morning, Aris.
Stephen.
Ian, thank you, by the way. Thank you. We'll let you go, Ian. Thanks very much. Go ahead, Aris.
I listened to the man a couple of phone calls down who was quite derogatory about Rory. It wasn't very nice. And I sat thinking, people have such short memories. It's not many weeks ago since he was on promoting and working very hard for a very well-known children's cancer charity here. So although I'm not big on sport, I would just like to stick up for him and say he didn't win, but it's good to be a good winner, but it's even better to be a good loser. And I thought his speech that he made after it was very, very dignified and very good.
Aris, thank you. Johnny. Morning, Johnny.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead, Johnny.
Stephen, regardless of Rory winning the award or not, just to reiterate what that last lady caller said there, I've been a fundraiser for the Northern Ireland Cancer Fund for Children for many, many years now, through a personal basis. And I was at the opening of Daisy Lodge in Newcastle in October. And that guy that was on slating Rory by saying he does nothing for his fans, your brothers would be proud about him and all that. I can tell you something, Stephen, and it's a well-known public statement. Rory McIlroy gave £1 million towards the building of that centre and has pledged money for the upkeep of it in the near future.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
And it just sickens me, absolutely sickens me, to hear somebody like that coming on and slating him. He obviously doesn't know very much about Rory McIlroy. I was at the opening of that centre myself, Stephen, me and my son, and I met Rory McIlroy. I had the great pleasure of meeting him. And an absolute gentleman, a nicer fellow you couldn't meet, Stephen. Yeah. It just sickens me.
I've never met him. I've never met him. I've never spoken to him. He is not a friend of mine. I don't need to show any allegiance towards him. But everything I've read about him and everything I've seen of him on TV would suggest that this is someone who we should be really, really proud of.
Well, Stephen, I can tell you, that's the first time, obviously, I ever met the guy. So I was just very, very fortunate to be at that event. And my 15-year-old son was with me also. And, I mean, he asked Rory could he get his photograph taken. There's absolutely nothing, there's any problem to him, Stephen. He spent a lot of time with the kids up there that have cancer. He was sitting, playing with them, joking with them. He just couldn't do enough for them, Stephen. And he made a very, very touching speech at it also about the great work to do and, you know, how much he appreciates what he has been blessed with in his life and so forth, and having a good family behind him and all that. And it just sickens me to hear people coming on slating like that, you know.
OK. Johnny, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.